With this recording, I will 1. Describe some of the concepts of East European Jewish or klezmer violin playing. 2. Play a typical klezmer tune and describe the phrasing, style, and ornamentation for the tune. And 3. Show some examples of sekund playing. The violin was chosen as a lead instrument in Jewish ensembles, also known as gepelyas and chevrisas, for its ability to speak, to sing, and to imitate the human voice and the human emotions. The violin imitates a person crying, sobbing, laughing, rejoicing, praying, meditating, announcing, calling, proclaiming, gesturing, hinting, joking, playing, etc. The violin is the cantor in the synagogue, the rabbi teaching, the student inquiring, the spouse pleading, the people tragically suffering, the groom and bride rejoicing, the barchen embellishing, the dignity of the East European Jew, the chassid in spiritual ecstasy, and the Jewish soul searching. Thus, the spoken word of the violin reflects Jewish history and the voice of humanity. East European Jewish or klezmer violin playing involves the following concepts. 1. The vocal qualities inherent in klezmer music. Much of klezmer music comes from a religious Jewish vocal tradition. When considered this way, the music and motivation of the playing becomes more internalized, more personally felt, and driven from the heart and soul of the player, rather than just an external showing or display. This is important, especially with the relationship of klezmer violin playing to Jewish traditional prayer. This includes the imitation of the chanting of the synagogue service, the use of nusach, Ashkenazic synagogue prayer modes, and the free rhythm recitative of the traditional synagogue service. With relationship to Jewish prayer, the violin often imitates the Jewish cantor. 2. The religious, observant, and Hasidic characteristics and influence. 3. The dignified qualities involving the East European Jewish sense of pride of culture, ethnicity, devotion, and religiosity. 4. Phrasing, which more detail will be given when I describe the piece and style. 5. Ornamentation, including the trills, krechen, which are the sighs and sobs, slides, bends, and other dreidlach, or ornamentation. 6. Use of variation in the rhythmic phrasing and ornamentation. 7. Use of vibrato. Use of vibrato is a debatable issue in today's klezmer violin playing. Old source recordings of Jewish violinists do show a present narrow and tight vibrato in many players that is mostly used to warm up long notes. With these recordings, the more amateur players, such as Leibowitz and Abe Schwartz, use virtually no vibrato, while more advanced players such as Ahl, Solinsky, Steiner, Zengut, and Genya show a regular use in their playing. If chosen, vibrato in klezmer music should never be exaggeratedly wide or forcefully intense, but should be employed relative to the piece and respectful of the dignity of the music. I recommend that vibrato be used to warm up long notes, if desired, and to be used and considered as another ornament to further color the music. 8. The use of open string playing, which includes the limited use of the fourth finger. 9. Sekund playing, sekund meaning literally the second violin. 10. The classical violinistic pyrotechnics, including all double stops, octaves, thirds, sixths, use of harmonics, etc. 11. The klezmer violin repertoire, which includes klezmer melodies based on traditional Jewish prayer modes, klezmer melodies based on Hasidic Nagunim, traditional klezmer melodies based on Central European dances, Southeast European influence pieces, including the Moldavian, Romanian, and Ukrainian transitional hybrid repertoire, and the virtuosic concert repertoire performed at the wedding tish, the table, based on traditional melodies, prayer modes, and themes. The tune I just played is called Sha Sha, die Schwieger kommt, Quiet, the Mother-in-Law is Coming. This title is from a recording by the clarinetist Dave Terrace, and it suggests that this tune is a character dance for a Jewish wedding that will be played to honor an in-law, in this case, a Jewish mother-in-law. Its dignified quality, moderate tempo, and religious character would also further reflect this. Another recording of the same piece by the Belfs Romanian Orchestra gives the title Dem Rebbe's Havdalah, the Rabbi's Havdalah. Havdalah refers to the ceremonial service, marking the distinction between the Sabbath and the rest of the days of the week. This title reflects a more religious and ceremonial feel and function for this piece. Also with the use of Dem Rebbe's, this title takes on a Hasidic component, characteristic of many moderate 2-4 klezmer tunes called chosidel. For our purposes here, I will call this piece Sha Sha die Schwieger kommt, and we will learn it in the key of G minor. When I teach klezmer music, I often have the students initially sing the melody and learn the tune by ear first in order to internalize the music. The violin is only an instrument used for human expression, and this is especially true in regards to Jewish violin playing. With this, the religious vocal component of klezmer violin playing, as mentioned before, cannot be stressed enough and must be seriously considered when playing. Playing the first section of this tune without any phrasing or ornamentation would sound like this. We can now add some appropriate Jewish phrasing to the first section. 1. Heavy and weighted downbeats are very important in these Jewish pieces called chosidel. The slow, dignified dance to this piece also emphasizes this heavy downbeat feeling and Hasidic character. Together with this, 2, we phrase the slurred eighth notes at the beginning as if they were the first two notes of a triplet, with a third note being a rest. Yadam padam paidanam. This will be consistent in similar phrases throughout the piece. 3. The phrase should be played in an uneven rhythm with a continued heavy downbeat emphasis. With this, we have yai dai dai dai, yai dai 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 dai. Four, the melodic rising in thirds is a very Jewish feature in this music, and it must be emphasized as well. With this, we have arrival points and the eventual denouement of the phrase. In this piece, we rise from the tonic G. Building to the third scale degree B flat, still rising to the fourth scale degree C, arriving momentarily on the fourth scale degree C of the fourth measure, further building up to the fifth scale degree D. And ending on the octave tonic G. With the repeat of the phrase, we have a denouement at the end of the second ending. The whole phrase together with phrasing sounds like this. Thank you. We will now add some ornaments to this first section. It is important to note that the tune with the correct phrasing and intent is more important than adding any ornaments. Although use of ornamentation is subjective to the whim of the player, the best usage can be determined by regular listening to old source recordings. We can add some trilled notes to this piece. In this piece, the trills serve the function of further emphasizing arrival points. Yadum badum bai da dum, yadum badum bai da da, yai dai dai, yai dai dai, yai da da dai da dum. Trills in klezmer violin music consist of half step, whole step, and vibrato trills. Trills start from above the note and are usually fast and intense. For this piece, we will focus on half step and vibrato trills. Our first half step trill appears in our first measure on the third beats. We lean into the B flat arrival note, with the trill being a C flat, the half step above B flat. It's important to note that our half step trills are often played closer to the note and are smaller than a half step. Our next trill appears in the second measure on the third beat, and in this instance we use a vibrato trill. Vibrato trills are more vibrato in use, rather than the repetitive lifting and placing of the finger or trilling above the note. In this case, we vibrate the note in question, the D, using our third finger, and place and touch our fourth finger very close to the third finger D. The rocking motion of the vibrated note D propels the fourth finger back and forth over the fingerboard, creating this unique vibrato trilled sound. This vibrato trill can also be employed in the phrase as this is another arrival point in the piece. The leaning or sinking into the arrival point note is important. The next ornament we will add to our piece is the krechts. The krechts is the sigh, the sob, the catch in the throat, the vocal soul of Jewish music. We can hear the use of the krechts in the singing of cantors, baal tefillahs, or synagogue service prayer leaders, and traditional Yiddish singers. Employing the krechts enables the violinist to imitate and become the human voice. We can use the krechts to further ornament this phrase. The krechts ornaments two notes, with the krechts note itself being tied to the first of the two notes and played at the very end of the first note. It is important to note that the krechts, which is placed at the end of the first note, differs from a classical grace note, which is placed before the second note. The krechts is not really a note, but more of a stop, imitating the catch in the throat, and it is employed by stopping the movement of the bow and the placing of a finger above the second note at the same moment, creating a false note with a stopped sound. Using a finger further away from the actual notes of the phrase, usually the third or fourth finger, makes it easier to produce this false stopped sound without the krechts sounding too much like an actual note. In slow motion, we play the krechts this way. We play the first note C, and at the very end of the C, we stop the bow and our fourth finger around note E or E flat at the same time without producing a note sound with the fourth finger. We then finish by playing the second note D flat. With this, we add more speed of the bow at the point of the stop, giving the krechts a tug, In this way, we really draw out the krechts, giving it its intensity. Yai, bam, ya, bam. It is important to add here that the player must be able to adjust the intensity of the krechts to vary its length, attack, and intensity, depending on the situation or phrase. This can be done by varying the bow speed, the intensity of the stopping of the bow, and the intensity of the stopping of the finger on the string. In addition, the player may often desire more of a note sound with the krechts, and other times, more of the stopped note sound. Another way to employ the krechts is to use it in passing while crossing the strings. In this case, the krechts ornaments the note B-flat and the G note below it. The krechts, as usual, is tied to the end of the first note, in this case the B-flats, but the fourth finger is stopped on the lower string D as a falsely stopped fourth finger A note. The crossing of the bow from the A string to the D string often gives the effect of the stop in the bow without the player actually seizing its motion. The use of bow speed and the tug in the bow for the stop also applies here. We follow this with another krechts, ornamenting the next two notes, B-flat and C. The next ornament is the fall-off, or breath, downward slide. These subtle slides come at the end of the notes and connect it to the following notes in the phrase. We can use this in the following phrase. To play this fall-off or breath slide, we play the note C, and at the very end of the notes, we very slightly slide or fall off the second finger C down towards the next note, B-flat. The slide or fall-off length is less than a half step and can be employed by just rolling the pad of the finger back towards the scroll. While the sounding finger slide lasts briefly, the actual sliding finger motion on the fingerboard is continued all the way to the next note, the B flat, connecting them together. This action creates the breath quality between the notes. With this, the bow actually slows down just before and during the fall off. As we used a vibrato trill for this phrase initially, we can add variety to our piece by using the fall-off breath slide the second time this phrase occurs. A combination of the fall-off slide, the krechts, and the half-step trill in this same phrase can also be used as a further variation in the ornamentation. The first section of the tune, with the phrasing and ornamentation we have included thus far, sounds like this. The second section of our tune presents us with further examples of Jewish phrasing and ornamentation. Without the phrasing or ornaments, the first two measures would sound like this. We can first add a krechts between the long B flat and short C. The B-flat needs to be long and fully drawn out before the Krechs note is stopped, as this Krechs occurs more in passing with the continuous flow of the bow. The eighth notes can be phrased like this, or one can stay in the first position for these two measures, or one can move up to the third position with the first finger moving up to the D, enabling an assortment of krechsen. Using krechsen on the first beats of each of the four eighths helps to emphasize the heavy weighted downbeats. A krechs on the last eighth note can also be employed. The fall-off breath slide is useful in this measure as well. This can be done whether we are in first or third position. The second section of Sha Sha Die Schwieger kommt, with the phrasing and ornamentation mentioned above, sounds like this. The third section of Sha Sha Die Schwieger kommt begins with a dignified fanfare. When dancing to this, the dancer holds his chest high with Jewish pride and slows his steps. The music must reflect this as well. To further bring out the dignified quality, the fanfare can be held back slightly. The second accompaniment, described later, can influence this as well. The next phrase, without phrasing or ornamentation, would sound like this. The coupled eighth notes will be phrased as before. A fall-off breath slide can be added to the following note. We next have a different type of krechts on the phrase. Sliding up into a krechts from the first to third position would sound like this. To do this, we slide our third finger, scooping up from the first position, up to the note F in third position. At the point in the slide where we reach the note F, still with a third finger, we stop our fourth finger on the note G above F without producing a note sound, but still getting the catch in the throat stopped sound. In slow motion, it would sound like this. And now in context. The next two measures are a melodic variation on the previous two measures and can be phrased and ornamented like this. There are many possibilities here in the ornamentation, including the use of fall-off breath slides, krechsen on each of the first of the repeated eighth notes, slurred couplets or different phrasings. Mixtures and combinations of these are also possible. We are next presented with a very prayer-like phrase. A bend in the long-held note D is useful here. We bend this note using our third finger on the note D and bending and flattening the top knuckles slightly down from the note and then back up to the D again. It's important to establish the note D first before bending. This puts the actual bend more on the last half beat of the measure. Upon completing the bend, we may add a subtle fall-off slide at the end of the note D, which is tied into the following measure. Other krechzen and fall-off breath slides connecting the notes in a vocal way can also be employed here. These two measures again would sound like this. This last section, played with our added phrasing and ornamentation, sounds like this. We now have the whole tune, complete with klezmer violin phrasing, and the possible options presented here for ornamentation. Sekund playing is the rhythmic and harmonic bow double stopping accompaniment by the second violin, producing chords that are played with the contours of the melody, usually the Erster fiddle or the first fiddle, and embellishing and improvising the applicable rhythms and rhythmic patterns when needed. This technique is accomplished by crossing the strings, producing various bow double stop notes, playing just double stop chords on two strings without crossing, or combinations of both. The purposes of Sekund playing are 1. To provide a rhythmic base for the melody, 2. To act as a counter melody or a counter rhythmic melody to the first violin, 3. To emphasize phrasing patterns in the melody, 4. To rhythmically fill in the empty space of the melody created by long notes at the ends of phrases, thereby helping to propel the melody into succeeding phrases or sections. For our piece, Sha Sha Die Schwiegerkumpt, I will show some possible sukkun patterns and how they complement the melody. The chords we will be using for this piece are G minor, C minor, F minor, and B flat major. Sukkun chords are played exclusively in the first position, with the fourth finger avoided. Sukkun patterns can be played in various parts of the bow, depending on the phrasing or dynamics of the melody. G minor double-stopped sukkun chords can be produced in the following ways. Playing the open strings G and D together. Playing second finger B flat on the G string, together with the open D string. Playing second finger B flat on the G string, together with third finger G on the D string. Playing third finger G on the D string, together with first finger B flat on the A string. And playing the open D with first finger B flat on the A string. By combining the above double-stopped single G minor chords, we can create the following G minor sukkun patterns. Minor double-stopped sukkun chords can be produced in the following ways. Playing third finger C on the G string, together with first finger E flat on the D string. Playing the open G string, together with first finger E flat on the D string. And playing first finger E flat on the D string, together with second finger C on the A string. By combining the above double-stopped single C minor chords, we can create the following C minor sukkun patterns. B-flat double-stopped sukkun chords can be produced in the following ways. Playing second finger B flat on the G string, together with open D string. Playing second finger B flat on the G string, together with second finger F on the D string. Playing the open D string, together with first finger B flat on the A string. Playing second finger F on the D string, together with first finger B flat on the A string. By combining the above double-stopped single B-flat chords, we can create the following B-flat sukkun patterns. F minor double-stopped sukkun chords can be produced in the following ways. Playing first finger A-flat on the G-string, together with second finger F on the D-string. Playing third finger C on the G-string, together with second finger F on the D string. And playing second finger F on the D string, together with second finger C on the A string. By combining the above double-stopped single F minor chords, we can create the following F minor sukkun patterns. We will now apply these sukkun chords and patterns to our tune. In the first section, we want to establish the heavy downbeat feeling of the melody with the rhythms and now together. The melodic phrasing of the slurred eighth notes is imitated by the sukkund, and now together, we further imitate the melodic phrasing of with the second. And together. To fill in the space created by the long notes of. And to propel this phrase into the next, we play an active second parts. And together we have. With the introduction of the B-flat section. We smooth out the second patterns to complement the switch to the major mode. Together with this, we have. With the fanfare section. We play an active second to fill in the long notes. Together. The phrase. And its variation. Are varied as well in the second. Together, we have. We can see how the second helps stop the phrase with and now together I will now play our tune Sha Sha Die Schwiegerkommt with both melody and second together. The variety of options the klezmer performer has for second playing is endless. The second playing presented here represents only a few of the many possibilities for accompanying this tune. Second playing is a creative, active process, and a great second player, with his rhythmic patterns, nuance of phrasing, and use of variation, can elevate the performance of the melody player.